So I'm Luca Nussbaum, and I will talk about Ultimate Debian Database. So which problem are we trying to solve with UDD? So in Debian, there's something I've called data. Oh, first, who was at FOSDEM? And so the talk at the UDD talk at FOSDEM, can you raise your hand? OK, perfect. Well, it's not the same talk, but some slides are the same. So in Debian, there's something I call the data L. It is that we have a lot of different places where we have data stored with lots of different data formats. We've got text files, Berkeley DB files, SQL, some SQL database as well. And the problem is that when you want to combine them so that you get interesting data from the by combining them, you need to write parsers for each of them before you can get an interesting result. And there's a real need to combine them, for example, for quality assurance. So we can do SQL queries, such as packages of priority higher than standard with RC bugs to find the packages which are important and buggy, or to find maintainers who have lots of outdated or buggy packages. And of course, it's also interesting just to extract cool facts about Debian from all those sources of data. So the idea of UDD is to import all those different sources of data, is to import all the sources of data in a single PostgreSQL DB, so that we can easily query it using SQL. So that's also the proper way of putting all those data together to be able to combine it. And then the big advantage that we would get from UDD is that there's no longer a need to write problem-specific scripts. We can just use UDD as the basis for all the scripts. For example, people often come up with different ways to display popular orphan packages. And with UDD, it's just a simple SQL query away. I will show you later. So UDD started as a Google Summer of Code project last year. The student was Christian von Essen. We decided to mentor him with three mentors, so myself, Mark Bockschmidt, and Stefano Zaccheroli, who is sitting there. So at the end of the summer, we had Christian did some really good work on UDD, and we had code that worked with some importers already written. And UDD is mostly Python with also some Perl. So we'll now detail some of the design choices that we made while designing UDD, because it's important to understand why we made those choices. So first thing is that we didn't start UDD with a specific problem in mind. We tried to do something really general, so it would work even for problems that we haven't thought of yet. So there are already some databases in Debian, like ProjectB, that is used by FTP masters. The goal is not to redo FTP ProjectB. So the structure of UDD is very different from the one of ProjectB. There's also some work going on, even if it's not finished, around WannaBuild, to have a database to store the status of different buildees using an SQL DB. And it's the same here. We don't want to replace WannaBuild or to copy the database schema from WannaBuild. So the typical user for UDD is a human. So the goal is to make it easy to write and to run queries. So performance is important so that your queries don't run for days. But it's not really the most important goal for UDD. The goal is to be able to easily write queries that will provide the information that you want. So we chose not to use surrogate keys. Do you know? Who knows what is a surrogate key? Can you raise your hand? Oh, I see that people that know. Even Enrico, who was at FOSDEM, doesn't remember. The surrogate key is when in the schema of SQL table, you use a unique identifier, usually an integer, for the primary key. So, for example, if we had a table called packages, with the package name, we could introduce an identifier called package ID, which doesn't exist anywhere in Debian, just because for the database it would be used as the identifier for one package. So that's what you do in MySQL with fields that are auto increment or PostgreSQL with serial data types. So there are lots of advantages and disadvantages to using surrogate keys. If you want to know more, Wikipedia has a page on this. And for UDD, we chose not to use them because introducing this hides the complexity of the data that we have in UDD. So in most cases, it's better not to have it, so you know what you are using as when you join two tables. So regarding the data that we import in UDD, the correctness of the data is critical because we don't want, for example, to send emails to maintainers about problems that do not exist. So we want to make sure that the data that we have in UDD is correct. A consequence of that is that we chose not to do partial updates of the content of the different tables in UDD. That is, when we import bugs in UDD, we just remove all the bugs that we imported and restart from scratch. So, because it's much more difficult to just update what's changed, because often it's not obvious to determine exactly how much data has changed. For example, bugs, in the bugs table, we have a field called affects tapes table, which says whether a bug affects the current stable release. And the value of this field can be changed when the bug is closed, but also when a package is uploaded to Debian. So it's really tricky to know when the value of this field should be computed again. So instead in UDD, we do complete data reloads. And to avoid the fact that a user would use UDD between the time when we removed everything and the time when we imported everything again, we use transactions. So the whole import is done inside a transaction. So it's totally transparent for the user. Another problem is that Debian is inconsistent. For example, if you ask what does package means, probably lots of people will have different opinion about what a package is. For example, if you ask a release manager, you probably think about a package as something that is, you probably say that the version of a package, if the version of a package in testing and unstable is different, there are two different packages. If you ask Don, probably a package for him would just be the package name, because a bug affects one package, whether it's version 1 or version 2. In the BTS, there's no indication whether a bug is reported. Well, there's a versioning information in the BTS, but that's a bit different. But there's no a package in the BTS, it's just the package name. So in UDD, we keep that inconsistency because for some case, it will be useful to use it to expose problem. A consequence of that is that there's no foreign keys. That is, everybody knows what a foreign key is in SQL? Who doesn't? Okay, there's no foreign key between the different data sources in UDD. So UDD is currently hosted on udd.debian.org, which is dedicated to UDD. This has been the case for a few months, and that solved most of our performance problems. We use PostgreSQL 8.4, and you can connect from Merkle, Alios, or Master using this command line, and we will try together later, so we get an opportunity to try. So even if you are not a DD, if you have an account on Alios, you can connect to UDD. And there's more information about how to connect on that page. So the current status of importers in UDD is the following. We import all those different sources of data. So for sources and packages file, we import everything that is in those files. For bugs, we import everything except the bug log, so we don't store the individual messages. We import data from Carnivore. So Carnivore is a database. Its work started with done by Jeroen van Woffela or something like that. I don't know how to pronounce his name correctly, which allows to link identities, well, the different email addresses or names that the same person will use together. So you know that, for example, Mark Buchschmidt and Mark He Buchschmidt are the same person. Dep tags, so well, we import all the tags that are stored on deptags.debian.org or something like that. I'm not so sure about how it works. I didn't write it. Popularity contest, so the number of installations or votes for each package. DHS, that's a service that gives you, that checks whether a package is up to date compared to the version, to the upstream version. We import some information from the Debian LDAP. For example, we import the activity from an activity GPG fields that allow to say when a maintainer last sent a mail or last used its GPG key. So this information is only available to DDs. So you need to use a special account to connect to your DD to get this information. We import data from lintian.debian.org, so all the tags, that, all the lintian tags that are warnings and errors that affect packages. We import the history of migrations to testing, so we know when a package last migrated to testing, how much time it has been waiting, or when it was last in sync between unstable and testing. We import the whole history of uploads, so we know when packages were uploaded to Debian with the change by information, so we know who made the upload and who signed the upload, which allows to generate statistics about who sponsors packages, for example. We also import translation status, so I'm not sure exactly how this works, but Andreas is here and probably will be able to answer questions. We also have a table with data about orphaned packages, which is actually generated from the bugs data, so it's just a complex query that we use to generate the table about orphaned packages. We import data about screenshots, but I'm not sure what's in that table. I never looked. We also import some information about Ubuntu, so we import the sources and packages file for each Ubuntu release, each recent Ubuntu release, I would say, and the bugs from Launchpad. So all those sources of data are working, so we import them regularly using some scripts that run using cron. And when it fails, we look into it, so it's supposed to work all the time now. There's nothing experimental amongst those sources. So now let's look at what we can find out about Debian using UDD. So first thing we can take a look at is source-only uploads. So this morning we had the Wanna Build talk, and it was said that there's no plan to enable source-only uploads, but actually, in fact, you can already do source-only uploads in some case by manually editing the changes file, I think, and removing the specific architecture that you have in it. So you just need to upload the architecture all packages. And there are some people using it. So using UDD, you can look for uploads of architecture any source packages with only architecture all packages without any Arch i386 or Arch AMD64 package. So that's the query. So it looks a bit long like that, but if you look into the details, it's not really, it's not so square, so scary. And the results are there. So you can now blame those people for doing source only uploads. Mm-hmm. Another thing that we can do using UDD is looking at Lintian errors or warnings. So last year at DevConf, I had a query like that, which gave the total number of Lintian errors or warnings for each maintainer, I think. But that wasn't really fair, because if you had the same error on 4,000 different files, it wasn't really that interesting. So that's the number of different Lintian errors or warnings. And the winner is OpenSwan with 23 different Lintian errors or warnings. So that's a nice test case for Lintian. So this query is much simpler. So, well, who knows at least some bits about SQL? Can you raise your hand? OK, who doesn't know anything about SQL? OK, perfect. So can everybody understand this query? So we just group by, well, we select packages and the number of distinct tags from the Lintian table, selecting only the error and warning tags. And we group by package. So yeah, that's quite simple SQL. So now let's look at, let's stop blaming people and look at more positive things. So first, who uploaded the package that are currently in seed? So this query might be a bit small, but we just look at the sources and upload history table. So sources provide the content of the sources file, and upload history provides the whole history of upload in Debian. And we've joined the two tables. So we can then select the change by and the number of uploads per change by. And we select only the package that are currently in Debian and in seed. And we see that Daniel Bowman uploaded 208 packages, but Gregor Herrmann, who is there, uploaded 196 with this email address and 123 with this email address. So he gets only the second place, which is a problem here, because he should clearly win. And the problem with that is there's no easy way to say that this guy is the same as this guy. Okay, you could look at the name, but he might have spelled it differently, or well, have different variations of writing his name. So to do that, we have to use Carnivore. And Carnivore allows to say that this email address and this email address actually belong to the same person, using, because both are IDs of the same GPG key, basically. So if we do that using Carnivore, so joining now sources, upload history, Carnivore emails, and Carnivore names, we see that Gregor wins. And Daniel Bowman is only third. So Barry DeFries is a new DD who has done lots of QA uploads, so uploads of orphan packages, and is second. And Ryan Nieberg is not, so that's changed by field. So you can be there even if you are not a DD. And Ryan Nieberg is not a DD yet and is already fourth.
I uploaded the AN thing like a month ago, or even less.
Who, Ryan? Yeah, but he doesn't have his. Oh, he's waiting for them. Yeah.
He's scary. He's absolutely scary.
Yeah, yeah. So now let's look at who reported Lenis. Well, Lenis Arcebugs and bugs reported overall since the release of Edge. So we just query the all bugs view, which actually is simple join of, well, union of the bugs and archive bugs tables. Using that's wrong actually, that doesn't match probably. No, that's the bugs that were closed because the status equals down, but okay. But that's only the bugs that were closed. And I win. Oh, and something else that is interesting in that query is that we have a column. So for many different sources, we have fields that contain both the name and the email address. For example, in the package table, we have a maintainer column And for all of those colons, it's split. Well, there's a maintainer colon, and there's also a maintainer underscore name and maintainer underscore email colons. So you don't need to extract the email address manually. It's already done for you. So in those examples, I only used the following sources of data. So sources, bugs, Carnivore, Lintian, and the history of uploads. So as you can see, there's a lot more things that you can do using UDD. And for some examples of things already using UDD, there's the Ubuntu box and the PTS. So that uses the Ubuntu sources and packages tables and the Ubuntu bugs table. So that's a little box at the bottom right corner that you get on your packages with the version, the link to the patch, and the number of bugs. And the importer, well, the way we use to import the launchpad bugs, you really don't want to hear about that because that's really ugly. Now there's Debian data export that's worked by Enrico. So the goal is to provide easy exports of data about Debian from UDD, so without having to know SQL, for example. There's also a research project called Helios, and the main person that is active from the Debian point of view is Olivier Berger, and he's working on a database of facts about free software projects, so not only Debian, but also other projects, and this is kind of related to all the things about semantic web and stuff like that. There's also work done by Andreas Thiele, so we implemented some of the UDD importers to use them for Debian Pure Blends. So his talk is next, so I don't know what he will say. We'll see. And finally, there's BAPAS. So who knows about BAPAS? Can you? Okay, who doesn't know about BAPAS and was there at the QA buff? Okay, so BAPAS, so the idea of BAPAS is to gather information from different sources of data and combine them so that you can get an idea about which orphaned packages are the most neglected or should be the first one to be considered for removal, things like that. So you get a table. Is it big enough? Or should I increase it, or it's okay? Just a bit. So get table with name of the package. That's the table for the orphan packages. So whether the package is RFA, ITA, or O, the number of days since it was orphaned, the popcorn score for the package, the number of RC bugs and all bugs, the last upload, the number of days since the last upload, the number of NMUs that were done since the last maintainer upload, which is not really relevant here, and comments about, I'm not sure what table is broken, but okay. And comments that you can add using a text file. Another example is this. So there's a huge SQL query being run live, so that's why it takes from 5 to 10 seconds, maybe more if you are all trying UDD now. Should work.
In the meantime, since recently UDD is also used by the DevTex web interface to build the mapping between packages and maintainers.
Okay. Nice. So this table is a list of packages which have been maintained through NMUs, so for which there are at least one NMU or two NMUs since the last maintainer upload. And for example, you can see that the first package, so Haskell DevScripts, has been NMU'd 10 times according to UDD since the last maintainer upload. Next one was NMU'd 7 times since the last maintainer upload. So it's quite interesting to be able to expose data this way for QA work, since it's difficult to just write a script and just analyze this to just find this information. So now, well, who has already tried UDD? Can you raise your hand? Ah, good. Okay. So for you and for all the others, let's all try UDD.
Riot Neighbor, that was mentioned before, during the questions for the new maintainer process. We talk about the UDD briefly, and then in a question, like in a separate email, I've asked him if he has fixed an RC bug, and he replied with a UDD query showing how many RC bugs he fixed, and there was a staggering amount of them. So it's also being used by people to pass the NM.
Nice. So to connect to UDD, the first step, so let's all try to do that. We'll see if UDD can handle the load. I'm not sure, but let's try. So to connect to UDD, if you are a DD, use SSH to Merkle, because Merkle is just next to Samosa, which uses, which hosts UDD. If you are not a DD, use Alios. Then you have to use PSQL version 8.4. Because if you use the 8.3 version, that is the default, then you won't, well, some commands like those won't work. You need to connect using service equals UDD. And that way, it uses an SSH tunnel, to reach the database on udddebian.org. So then when you are connected, you can look around using slash dt and slash gt table name. So I should have shell there. If I connect, if I type slash dt, I get the list of tables in UDD.